saying it, babe.
Fucking hair, dude's all crooked.
I like that hat.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's fresh. That's new. You look young.
That's what I was trying to go for, because Sam is always telling me, oh, Chipper, you act young, you feel young, you're young at heart.
That's true.
Yo.
I say that a lot. Yeah.
Let me see that sweatshirt.
Here, this one?
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Fuck yeah. You into oranges and stuff?
No, it's a film, Chip. It's not about the fruit. It's a film, a Clockwork Orange. It's a Kubrick film.
Speaking of the fruit and Clockwork Orange, do you know that Norton, this fucking stupid piece of garbage?
Tell me.
One of his headshots, he's wearing a Clockwork Orange shirt, and he's got his fucking arms akimbo. Like there's a real, and Chris Rock said to him one time, what is that supposed to show? Attitude? And Norton wanted to fucking hang himself, and he should have.
Yeah, had every reason to. I mean, there's nothing, but nothing says show business like having a headshot with your favorite movie on your t-shirt in the headshot.
Yeah, that's what Norton thought. Show him a little attitude. Let him know who's coming through the door.
Right. I watch R-rated movies.
Yeah. I like dirty language.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's going to be edgy. Right. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the backdrop? I'm kind of celebrating celestial stuff.
I mean, just in general, just like space.
It's nice, right?
Yeah. Cool.
So before you jumped on, Sam, and I appreciate everybody doing this last minute, we're taping on a different night, because by the time this airs, let's be honest, there's going to be the announcement that I'm going to be on television.
Whoa.
You know how it is. TBS is doing Tournament of Laughter.
Yeah, I saw the press release.
Yeah, well, somebody is in it, and I'm going to probably win the whole thing. Let's be really honest.
This is so thrilling.
You're in the tour, because I saw a press release. I didn't see. I don't know if I saw your name.
Well, that was a point of negotiation with TBS. Let's be honest. They came right down to it, and the brass didn't know enough about Chipper. They wanted to put that fucking fruit that I'm stuck with. They wanted to put his name in it.
I see.
The only time his name is mentioned is in the press release.
you edged him right out, huh?
You bet I did. Fucking this brackets. Hold on a second. I'm going to try to do something. Let me ask you. Now, John is listening. Hold on. My phone never opens up, but I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to ask John if he can put this up in his window. I don't know how to do it, and this is all... We're just kind of going on a wing and a prayer.
Man, you're so off the cuff, Chip.
Dude, that's what people have been telling me.
It's kind of like a share screen thing, right?
Yeah, but I don't have it on. It's in my phone, babe. So what am I going to show you my fucking screen or what? Oh, babe, you're nuttier than a fruitcake.
I'm sorry for having a
Karen, that was a little nuts.
I know. I'm fucking bananas. I don't even know what I was.
I fucking love bananas. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on a second. Not those kind. What kind are you thinking? Peckers? No, thank you.
That's not what I was thinking, but okay.
All right, okay. John. I just sent you one. Now, let's see these brackets. Hopefully, John is here, and he has gotten my text messages. Because, John... You have daddy's permission to enter the room and show it. I've been sitting on this announcement for a long time, making fucking videos. I got a couple of videos. They're going to be hilarious. Karen, how come you are not involved? This seems like it's right in your wheelhouse.
It sounds like it's right up my alley. I love all kinds of tournaments. I love round robin. I love Sweet 16, Elite 8, Fantastic Four, all of it.
Right.
You do, right?
Yeah.
So you're single, you're round robin, single elimination. Doesn't matter to you as long as it's a tournament.
Double team, 100% all the time.
Even if it's a tournament of champions.
I'm a champion.
Wow. Let me ask you something. Wow. Sam, if I send it to you, can you put it up? Because John might be busy. Sometimes what he does, right? He records and then he fucking, of course, if he just sits around, he's going to laugh.
Yeah. Right.
Now, John, you said not busy, so you could do it? All right, cool.
I like the idea that he's like not busy. He's just not paying attention to the show.
Okay, hold on. Your goddamn messages are popping up. I don't want them to pop up because the last time I fucked the whole recording up.
Oh, you did?
No, a couple times ago, but now it's good. Now it's good.
That's funny.
I kind of like with just two people. Anthony is having some computer problems. Hopefully the FBI is not involved.
All right.
But he's having a, I'm trying to do my hat from the reflection. Fucking grabbed it from. Now, let me ask you something, Karen.
Yeah.
I don't usually, this is what happened.
Right.
Times are tough for everybody right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they come to Norton and they go, we're doing a contest.
Right.
And fucking stupid sock hucker Norton.
Right.
Yeah.
Says, I don't do contests. I know nothing against them, but I don't participate in them. I don't do them.
Right.
He did Last Comic Standing. He doesn't like them.
Okay.
It's under the guise of having integrity. But the reality is, he knows he'll lose. So.
I see.
So what that stupid fucking jizz drinker is doing is throwing it on my shoulders.
So it's going to be a competition with Chip, and he's going to do like specific acts and talents and things like that.
I've done a couple of things. Hold on. It said that my screen sharing is disabled. Hold on 1 minute.
I'm sorry.
Can't say that. You have to say retard.
Hold on a second. Let me see. Non-video participants. Show non-video participants. All right, so you're going to have to fix this mug in post. Hold on. You're allowed to record. To start video. I don't know what to do.
It's just weird that like 2 minutes in, you started talking about this thing with no plan on how to execute. Like it was literally top of mind at the beginning of the show.
I don't know how to do it. Now, Sam, how about this?
Yeah.
If I text it to you, no, I don't want to report you, do I? No, I don't want to report the guy recording this. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't know why you would report
it. It's coming. Everybody's getting reported. It's coming for all of you.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second. Starting with him for fucking this up. Hold on a second.
A tidal wave of accusations.
Yeah.
Hold on. Against whom? This producer... God damn it, Chipperson. Hold on. Wait
one
crackly
second. Mic.
I know. It's fucking chill, right? I asked them if they could crackle it up a little. They're like, yeah. Oh. So I don't know.
Sound more vintage.
Yeah, it's got that full vinyl sound to it.
All right. I hide non-video participants. Sam, here's what I'm going to do. I'll send it to you. Maybe you could put it up on your window behind where it says not Sam for a second.
Can you email it to me, Chip? If you send it to my email address, I might be able to figure something out.
Yeah, it's one of these things where I just want to just send it to you. Hold on a second.
Just email it to me.
Yeah, let me email it. If you don't mind, I'll email it. I'll do both of them. I know this is a really weird one. Hold on. This and this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this.
Just email it to me.
I'll there we go. Hold on a second.
Is there there's a press release, but is there a trailer yet? Has anything been shot? Filmed,
well,
or?
Hold on. I'm sending it to Sam. What's that?
Probably can't talk about it too much, right?
Well, let's be honest. Now, I hate to break the fourth wall because everybody knows that Chippa likes to riff, but we taped this a day or two in advance.
Whoa.
Hold
on.
My mic is
going to give me
fucking up, so I'm sorry.
If you give me 30 seconds, I'll get this on the screen behind me, okay? Can you give me 30 seconds so I can
Do the one with the brackets first.
Yeah. I'll put the brackets up. Just give me a sec. I'll be right back.
Where you going? Karen, where you going?
Where you going?
I gotta get another computer to plug in here to put on the screen, but I can do it.
You got anything on the back of the sweatshirt we can at least look at while you're walking away?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Oh, that's a clockwork. Yeah. See, that's an attitude. Now, you like a guy with an attitude, right, babe?
I love a guy with attitude, confidence, yep. All that.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. So let me ask you something.
Tell me.
What says confidence to you?
You know, just a big checking account. No.
Trust me, I got that.
I like good posture. No slouches, you know?
Oh.
Get up straight, tits in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm also really into guys who wear tight jeans and really long t-shirts.
Why? That's kind of contradicting. If they're wearing a tight jean to show off their bulge, the long shirt will cover it. Doesn't make a bit of sense to me, babe.
I'm lying. I hate long t-shirts. I've always hated long t-shirts. I think they're hiding something.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't wear long t-shirts, but a lot of times I tie a sweater around the front.
No matter what the weather?
That's hot. Yeah, in shorts, in my fucking bathing trunks. I'll throw on my white bathing trunks, head for the pool, and a lot of times the outlines. Oh, Sam's back with a computer. This is going to be good.
Sam.
So good. It's going to be really awesome.
All right, so right now, just let's paint the picture. Sam is plugging in. Am I cutting in and out?
Yes.
It's been happening all day, and I don't know why. God damn it, I apologize, people.
That's okay.
Now, I've had good success lately, but for some reason today, everything was going wonky.
You know, these are the tools of technology. They're not always going to be perfect.
That's a good point.
When you say it like that. Now, is my video choppy or is it just the audio?
Just the audio.
Yeah, the video looks really great, dude. Really great.
So maybe it's not, God damn it. Maybe it's not the internet. Maybe it's this mic cord because it was happening today too.
Yeah, I think it sounds to me like it's the mic cord.
I know. I told them. I said, call Jeff Sirius or whoever's over there that's fixing this shit and fucking get me a new mic cord. And he ignored me. Let me see if I can change microphones. Hold on.
Okay.
Y'all stay. Let me check and see if I can change. Hold on. Oh, this I just talked into it. Might have plugged in. All right, hold on. Don't show it yet, Sam. Just leave it back there. Give me a second, guys. We'll fix this in post.
Oh, look at that.
I tried to, but Norton just does not understand the technology.
He doesn't get it, and you have to share a brain with him, huh?
What's that?
You Norton doesn't get the technology, and you have to share a brain with him, so you're kind of stuck?
I don't mind sharing a brain. I just hate sharing a mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
I can see where that would be.
It's the worst part. It's like, God damn, Jim, not again. I don't know why I'm not fucking. This goes into the back there. Oh, right. I got to plug the mic into the back and try. Let's give this another shot. Today's a real fuster clock, and I apologize. All right.
I should hide the bracket again?
Uh-uh.
Oh, leave the
bracket. Sounds okay right now, right?
Okay. Yeah, it sounds okay.
Yeah, we chill. All right. This background is me.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got, Sam. Can you bring...
Oh,
you can't bring it up. Can you see it? God damn it.
Well, I can... Yeah, maybe I can, like, read some of these names right behind me, and then, you know, you could see...
Yeah, maybe you could do that.
Yeah, so we've got first round in the unknown, probably Canadian bracket. You've got Jeff Ross versus... Who's that? Wendy Sterling?
No, Beth Sterling.
Beth Sterling?
Yep, you've she's got, State Sam Morrill. She's funny. She's chill.
Oh, okay, right. You got who's that? Moshe Kasher versus, is that Anna Rodriguez?
I guess. I'd bury both of them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fuck, who cares?
I never know how to pronounce her name.
Karen.
What are you saying, Sam?
Rajskub, Marilyn.
Marilyn Rajskub, Chloe from 24.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I know her as an actress. I just never knew how to pronounce her name.
Yeah. Like they got a lot of us as big actors and stuff.
This is good. I'm liking these picks so far.
Against who?
She's taking on Preacher Lawson. I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. Norton's sister likes him.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. And then final in the round in that bracket is Natasha Leggero versus Carmen Esposito.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yep. Then
that's in that bracket. That's an easy bracket. Believe me, I'd run right through it.
You're not worried about anybody there?
No.
I see.
I'm a better roaster than Jeff.
Is this a roast?
No, but I'm just saying, whatever we do, I could out-roast him. Roast battle, I'd fucking kill him.
I mean, isn't that Jeff Ross's whole thing?
What?
Roasting.
Yeah, but I'm better at it than he is.
Chip?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking bury him. I'd fucking bury him. Yeah.
I mean, like, can you maybe hit me and Karen with a quick roast joke just so we could get a little preview? Just in case you and Jeff... I mean, you'd have to meet Jeff in the finals, I guess, since you're not in this bracket, but... What would be something you'd hit? Like, let's say Karen or myself were in the finals with you and we decided, like, well, yeah, let's go roast. Let's do it. What would you kind of hit us with?
Damn, Karen, I'm looking at your apartment. Looks like somebody took, what's the name of that place on the turnpike?
You have to be more prepared than that, I got to tell you, because they're going to take points off if you don't know.
No, but I'll just tell them, what's the name of the place from Sweden? They sell furniture.
Oh, IKEA.
Boom, right there. I would be like, yeah, what did IKEA called? They want all their shit back.
Yeah.
He said off the turnpike. such a specific
off the turnpike.
That's a good joke. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I would smash you. Look at you. I'd be like, yo, what are you fucking? Look at me. That's a nice red and black backdrop. What are you fucking, Mr. Checkers or something?
Yeah, ooh, Kingy, ouch. Bitch.
Ouch. Yeah, that would actually
good, be right?
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't wanna. All right. And then in the West bracket, you got Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
I'd kill him.
Versus, is it Clemente Wayans? Is that
no,
the
it's
Wayans?
Michael Vick.
That's funny.
Wait, no, instead of him, who else was I going to say? A football player, right? Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah.
I mean, that
works.
That works just as well, I guess. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm chill with that one.
Then you got Clayton English versus Mateo Lane.
I'd just make fun of his last name. I'd kill him.
Kill him.
Hello. Fuck, please.
Yeah, that wouldn't even be a fair fight, I guess.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Mateo Lane. Fucking, they go crazy. Shippison, you got him.
Now, again, this is not a roasting tournament.
No, but I'm just saying that's what I would do.
Oh, okay.
My videos are so good. Believe me.
Clayton English was arrested at the protest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Right there, I'd say I don't battle guys that got criminal records. I'm sorry. This is only for decent people. What was he doing? Causing trouble? Was he beating up protesters? That's not nice.
No. Yeah, I think he was. He was peacefully protesting.
Okay. I went to a protest. I held up a sign. No homework.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Fuck yeah, my head itches, babe. Go ahead, Sam. What else you got?
The Sklar brothers versus Yamanika Saunders.
That ain't fair.
Why?
There's two of them.
I mean, I guess.
He's got to do half the work. Yamanika's got to do all this shit for herself.
That's true. I mean, it is. I mean, the Sklar brothers are one act. Like, it's not like they perform separately.
Doesn't matter. By the way, she's a big 90 Day Fiance fan.
Fiance.
Good show. Yeah. Good program.
I care. Yeah. Right on that one.
Yep.
And then, this is actually, this will be a good battle. Judah Friedlander versus Piff, Piff or Puff the Magic Dragon?
Puff the Magic. Puff.
I mean, I know the song.
Is that Doug Benton?
Oh, you know, the comic
magician
up like the dragon.
Oh yeah. Puff the Magic Comedian or something. Believe me, I'd fucking smash Judah with this. I'm just gonna write world champion on it. That fucking boom. I'll outdo him.
That's gonna fuck him up. That's really gonna throw him for a loop. He's
dude, you won't even know what to do. Universal champion, I'll put.
Dude is so funny.
That's
he is.
But that's it.
That's just unknown in the West. And then on the other side you got the South and the East.
That's right. Oh.
And I'm looking at the first matchup in the South, and it looks like is that Megan Gailey? Is that Gally Gailey?
Yeah, Megan Gailey. That's her name and Norton's lifestyle.
Right. She is competing against Chip Chipperson.
Yeah.
It says Chip Chipperson. Yeah. And there's a picture of Chip going like this.
Well, did you get the other picture that was sent to you? There's two emails.
Let's see the second one. Ah. I did see that there was a second one. Oh, wow. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Let me open that sucker up for you so we can look at it nice and big. That one, I think, is going to come in crystal clear.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, that's a good... There it is.
Poor Megan. She's probably like, oh, no, I got to deal with Chipperson.
Oh, Chip, she's good. I would, you have your work cut out for you. She's very.
Nah, I did the videos. Trust me, there's no way I'm losing.
Okay.
Well, it's just.
I can't wait to watch.
This is one of those things. So in like professional wrestling, they say that you're supposed to be careful about how much you put down your opponent.
Yeah.
Because like, let's say you're in a professional wrestling match against somebody who's older.
Yep.
If you make fun of them for being old and past their prime, well, then best case scenario, you beat somebody who is old and past their prime.
That's right.
Worst case scenario, somebody who is old and past their prime beat you. And how do you come back from that? So there's really, it's a no-win situation for that person who calls that person out. And I feel like I'm looking at poor Megan Gailey, and like, she probably looked at this like, oh, what a great opportunity, TBS, television. And it's like, she's matched up in the first round with Chip Chipperson, and it's like
with a juggernaut. I understand.
If you beat Chip Chipperson, it's like,
oh, wait a minute. That's not the point I thought you were making. God damn it. God damn it, Sam. I didn't think you were making that point.
It's humiliating if you lose, and if you win, it's like, who cares?
Wait a minute. If you cheat, I don't know, Megan. She might be very funny. Maybe she's a good comedian. Yeah. I don't know her, but believe me, I understand. I made a cooking video. It's going to be fucking great.
Nice.
You made a cooking video.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
Yeah.
What'd you cook?
I don't necessarily want to spurl it, but I'll tell you because it won't be on for a while.
Okay.
Wow, that's authentic American. What a dish. What?
Only a couple of minutes long. There was a time limit.
Yeah. And where do you think the humor most shined? Where did the comedy for the tournament of laughter, where do you think you scored the most comedy points?
Just teaching people how to make is very funny in itself.
Oh.
I hope there's no jokes in it. I hope it's just Chip making.
My dad makes in our basement at my parents' house in the Cape. He makes his dad's Boston basement. That's what he makes.
Trust me, this is gonna kill.
I'm gonna take a wild guess here, Chip.
Yep.
Is there flatulence humor?
Oh
no, there's not.
Phallic references. Phallic references with the.
Is there any? There's one line where I think I said it looks like a log of shit, but I may have taken that line out.
It's on TBS. What are you doing? You
That's why the line may have come out.
I hope so. So when does this air? Like, when does it start?
Well, technically the promotion began June the 18th.
Oh.
Thursday, June the 18th. And I guess the whole thing is wrapping up at 26. There's different brackets. I don't know. But I just, like, I know I'm going to win it. So I'm trying to think of what am I going to do with the money.
Right.
How much money is it?
I don't even know. I really don't know.
Oh.
Hoping it's like a million?
Yeah.
A million? You think it's $1 million?
Yeah. How bad? Is it still sound okay?
No, it's fine.
Got me all freaked out, babe, because I go to you for auditory advice. You know that, Karen.
I know.
I mean, here's some of the other people that are in. I'm not going to go through every person who's.
Nah, you shouldn't. You hit the star already.
Yeah. But I mean, you've got to compete against Gilbert Gottfried. You've got to compete against.
He admires me.
Michael Rappaport, Jessica Kirsten.
Oh, easy.
Gottfried, Tim Dillon.
Oh, Marina easy. Franklin. All of them. Easy. All of them. Please, I made something else in one of the later rounds. I did another cooking video for round three. I'm just assuming I'm going to get there.
And you just kept, you made another cooking video?
Yup.
That way they see the dynamic, the different sides of you.
Special treat that my mother used to make.
Oh.
What did your mother used to make?
Oh, it's going to be like bloody dog guts or something.
No, it's not. They were lima bean cookies.
Those weren't lima beans. What were they?
They were lima bean cookies. Well, they were very nutritious.
It's a nutritious dessert.
Lima beans and cookies.
My mother did.
Yeah.
Well, the first video might be the card video. I don't remember. I taught everybody a new card game.
Card game? Like a full-on, not a trick, a full-on game?
Full-on game, because I wanted people to have something to do during the COVID lockdown. So it's great that we're coming out of it now that the card game is... Good timing, Chipperson.
JWoww. JWoww just started a cooking show with her daughter. She's like, now that we're stuck inside, it's like, we're coming out, bitch.
It's over.
You're
it's
a little
cured.
Late for party.
Yeah.
I know. Why don't you do a volleyball show? Let your big titties bounce all over town.
Okay. All right.
Titties. Remember titties, everybody?
Yeah, those are nice.
Nice.
So Chip, are you going to be able to, when you get knocked out in the tournament, are you going to be able to release the videos that don't make TV?
Well, you know, thank God for Patreon, because there are longer versions that if there's cheating and I was not moved to the next round, it would be humiliating. And I would have
to put a lot of voter suppression going on, so that could affect your chances.
Babe, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Voter suppression.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure they don't do those mail-in ballots. Those are all forgeries.
I know.
Fake. Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
Is it votes? Do people vote on this?
Apparently so. Yeah, and I'm beloved.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I burped. I'm sorry.
So you're not worried about anybody in this tournament here?
Who else is there?
I mean, Natasha and Moshe are both
I'll run them over. I'll run them over.
Gilbert Godfrey is...
Is he going to do a parrot voice? I'll run him right over.
I don't know. Michael Rappaport isn't like... He's not known for stand-up per se.
Right, but I am.
Yeah, what's he going to do? Be like, listen, Dick Stain.
He does make compelling internet content.
My humor is very subtle.
Yeah.
That's true. I forgot about the nuance.
The nuance.
Right.
I kept my uncle out of it. Believe me, he wanted to be a part of it. And I said, no.
Good.
You're not for TBS. How come you're single, Karen?
I like this.
Yeah, a little flirting is harmless.
Harmless flirting.
I don't know. Maybe I build up walls.
Dude, I build them up too, not to call you dude. But what are your walls like?
I don't know. I try to masturbate all day to strengthen my vaginal walls. No.
Oh, fuck. That's what I do with my finger and my backside.
No, wow. No.
Oh, God.
I like to grip.
Nice. I don't know. I like to do weird things. You know, I like to work out all morning and do my dance videos.
Me too.
Mike Peel's going to feature me in one of his dance videos. I'm really excited about that.
Who's Mike Peel?
He's this guy on YouTube. I found him and I started taking his dance classes and then I started posting them and he said that I could do a feature video.
Oh, I should have done that because I'm a good dancer too. Do you like to just move a little bit? Yep. Norton can't stop eating, so my neck looks fat. It ain't right. It ain't fucking right.
I got a bunch of dried fruits, so that's what I shove down my throat whenever I get hungry.
Did you ever do Darren's Dance Grooves back in the day?
Yeah, all the time.
What is that?
Darren's Dance Grooves was an infomercial, and you could learn all the great hip-hop dances from the music videos.
I would do like that. Yo, oh, God damn it. That was an accident.
What an idiot.
I didn't mean to do that. Hold on. No, that hat's fucked up. It's been causing me problems all day. That's bad.
I went on a date with a 25-year-old. We watched Pete Davidson's movie, and he talked through like half the movie. I had to ask him to leave.
Did you really ask him to leave because he was talking? That's so funny.
Wait, so he comes to your house and wants to have sex with you, and you're like, that's my friend in a movie? I don't blame him for yapping. He was trying to get the focus on him.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And he made a move, and I had to do I don't know if you guys have ever pushed a man off you before, but it's really awkward.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
who are you telling?
Okay. Especially because that's a long movie. That's 2 hours and change. I mean, I feel like that movie is designed for hooking up during it. You're not supposed to hook up.
I couldn't. I was like, was like, Bonnie, I was like, I touched his leg. I was like, Bonnie and Rich. And I was so excited about Bonnie and Rich's scene. And he goes, oh, I saw Bonnie and Rich. And I was like, shut up.
How'd you ask him to leave?
I pushed pause and I was like, I'm just not really feeling it. And then he was like, do you want me to go? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. Do you know, I was dating a girl one time.
Yeah, right.
And we were watching The Godfather. And she'd never seen it. And it's the last scene when Kay asks Michael, is it true? Yeah. And there's a big lead up there because it's quiet. It's tension. Will he lie? Will he tell this blabbermouth bitch the truth? What's he going to do? And there's that tension. Is it true? And I'm hanging on to it. And she starts talking.
Oh my God. What could she possibly have to say?
She's like, Chippa, put that away. I'm enjoying the movie. And I was just shaking it. I was like, mind your business. I'm fucking enjoying the movie too. Just shake it. I wasn't even jerking. It wasn't hard.
Right.
Just shaking. Going back and forth. But she talked. And I'm like, I can never go out with this fucking idiot again.
I'm not sure
if she's the one that interrupted in that scenario.
No, trust me, Sam. You've been watching movies with me. I shake it around. No one cares.
No, that's true. That's true.
It's cute when I do it.
It's cute.
It's fun. It's just fun.
Karen, you look very Sharon Stone-ish when you fucking do your legs like that.
Wow.
Oh, that's fucking... Yeah, that's hot. What are you wearing? Is that just like a tank top t-shirt? Oh, it's two different... I thought it was one piece. Okay.
Shorts on.
I thought it was a dress.
Wrinkles in my stomach. Yeah.
Were you really?
No, I mean, just because I was sitting, I thought maybe I might, but I think it was okay. I'm sure someone will screen grab it and draw a dick in my mouth or whatever.
That's all right. Norton does that to himself. Fat stomach and his tits. Makes everybody sick.
Some people, put on a little weight. Everybody's going to shake it off, though. It's okay.
That's what Jim is telling himself.
You got it.
That's what he tells himself as he sits there touching his dumb nipples. I know. Fucking slowly drugging himself with endorphins. So, Sam, let me ask you a question. How's my audio sounding?
It sounded pretty good.
It's not dropping out.
No.
Okay.
No. It's not like it was that time when... Bert Kreischer was on, and it was just a miserable connection. No,
that was a bad connection. This is a mic cord thing. Yeah. It's nothing can be done. I got to get a new mic cord. That's all. And I tried to do the old switch and plug, but again, yeah. Norton fumbled. Fumble. You should see Norton when he was so mad at the way he fucked up the one pod that he bit himself. He was biting himself.
He's 51 years old. He was biting
52
himself.
In July. Biting himself, looking at the balcony.
Looking at the balcony.
That's okay.
It's okay. Fuck him.
It's like the internet connection wasn't good. Maybe I should end it.
No, not for that one. It was for the one that he taped. I'll do it. I could do it. And he couldn't. And he knew he wouldn't be able to do it. He knew it, and he didn't.
He didn't get the recording done.
He did, but he didn't understand what gallery view is.
Yes.
So you had 5 minutes of Bob Kelly just sitting there, and then another minute of Sue Costello just sitting there. It was a giant technical botch.
Oh. Technology's hard. I'm trying to watch that Michael Jordan, that 30, what is it? Michael, the legend.
30 for 30? Yeah. The
last Michael dance. Jordan, he was, just to bring everybody up to speed, he was a basketball player or an actor, depending on what age group you're in.
Or baseball player.
I mean, he did basketball player. And baseball and acting in the exact same year.
Michael B. Jordan, I mean.
Oh, I see.
See? I got, that's it. Connect with the fucking younger people so they know. Chippa watches this shit.
Yeah,
but you can't watch the Last Dance, Karen.
I can't figure. I thought I had it, and it's taking me a while. I'm gonna try again tonight, but yeah.
Fuck! Why?
I'm just very. I get frustrated, and then I don't bite myself. I'll bite my dog, or maybe just like not not kick him, but like just kind of scare him. And then I'll eat some chocolate.
I bit my dog one time when I got mad. That's not crazy. That's not crazy.
Sometimes I bite him, I love him so much, though. I was like, oh.
How hard did you bite your dog, Chip?
Oh, it was hard. Like on the tail, because it was so biteable. And I just fucking bit it.
My dog's nail's falling off.
Oh, no. He's probably dying. All right, happens.
I think, is it? Because sometimes he sleeps under the couch, like the past two nights. Does that mean something?
Somebody's been molesting him. Believe me, fucking Norton used to sleep under the kitchen table, and he told himself it was because the floor is cool. Sure it was.
Is that a true story, Chip?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. He would wake up every night and sleep under the kitchen table where it was safe.
Oh, no.
That reminds me of Sybil. My mom made me read Sybil. Remember Sybil?
Sybil Shepherd?
No. Yeah, trust me. I'm familiar with Sybil, the multiple personalities. Yeah.
And my mom made me read that when I was like so young. And she was like, see what a good mom I am. And I'm like, she's putting screwdrivers in her. Like that's the first. It's going to be much worse.
So babe, why did it get you wet?
I mean, when she like tells her thought to pee and she like plays the piano really loud and she's like, hold your water. That's it. That's really
Yeah, cool. I like that. I like being told to hold my water.
Arousing.
Yeah, my mother used to do that. Like her and Lamar would make me drink a gallon of water. It was after the hold your wee for a wee contest.
No.
After?
It was in my late 20s, early 30s. Yeah.
Somebody died in that contest doing that.
They would do it and laugh. And then Lamar would throw a basketball up my stomach and see if he could make me wet into the dog basket.
you were an adult.
Yeah, I was. And I would stand there over the dog bed and Lamar and Reggie would throw a basketball at my stomach really hard to see if they could make me wee, and they would bet on it like it was dice.
Oh my God, crazy traditions.
Yeah, I was good though. I was really good. I wouldn't. I wouldn't go. By the time I finally let go, believe me, there was blood coming out.
Oh my God! Oh,
jeez, that's terrible.
So where did you meet?
I think that happens a lot.
Did you, babe?
Growing up, yeah, my brother used to hold me down and tickle me, and then block the bathroom, and then I would just like give up. I'd be like, oh well, I'm pissing now.
Yeah, fuck yeah. How old were you?
14.
Oh no, I was 31.
Yeah,
32 maybe, getting a basketball thrown at my stomach.
That's insane. I mean, yeah. I used to pee people's beds when I was drinking.
How much that cost them?
I don't know. I went out of there.
Oh, you didn't show. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm just going over Jim's internet history.
No.
So let me ask you a question, babe. Where'd you meet this guy?
He was a fan. He messaged me on Instagram.
Did you kiss him?
No.
That's all it takes. Just like if somebody like kind of slides into your DMs and goes like, hey, I heard you on this pod. I guess. That's the last serious relationship you were in was another podcast fan. This is your dating pool, huh?
I guess so.
You like guys that are fans of yours, though. Like, you like that kind of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I like fans.
Because they know what you like. That's the best part of a fan. You don't have to explain everything. They know you say dirty shit. You don't have to go, no, but this is just what I do. If they're fans, they're ready.
They're ready. They get it.
Yeah. If they sometimes will open a drawer or an entire chest of drawers and they'll see outfits for all kinds of different characters and glasses for this personality and hats for that personality and a razor to turn your hairdo into a horseshoe if need be. You know, they know because they're a fan.
So you're basically saying that if you have to go wig shopping because you want to do Schinkel's conundrums.
Right.
And you go wig shopping.
When they find the spirit gum to stick on the fake mustache so you can do the little known brother to an even lesser known character.
Yeah.
That's not a surprise.
They get it.
They understand it. And let's be really honest. Sometimes you evaluate your life and you're like, I've done most of what I wanted to do. Why not just enjoy this before the inevitable necktie? Why not?
Yeah, I guess that's a good attitude.
Yeah, why not just have fun? I'm trying to, I can't find it. The Shinkles conundrums was a really, people liked it, but I didn't care for it at all.
Were you thinking about playing a Shinkle conundrums?
No, I don't think I could play it. I might be able to send you.
If you send me the video, I can play the video behind me and we can hear the audio and everything.
Hold on 1 second, Sam. You're so fresh.
Thank you. Thank you, Chip.
Smart.
Thank you.
And you're
very
so
much,
fresh.
Thank you, Chip. I appreciate that.
Wicked snap.
I don't know where it is. I don't know if I have it. I'm sorry to be looking at my phone. I'm trying to find it. Right. I can't.
You're right, Chip.
I can't find it. I'm trying to find it. And I can't do it without clicking out of the window.
Yeah. So Norton really botched up that recording, huh?
Not the Shinkle one.
No.
The one Norton fucked up. It was a really funny episode, of course.
Right.
Bob Kelly, Anthony, Sue Costello. Sue was showing pictures of herself on the wall. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And stupid fucking Jim thought he could do it. Stupid, worthless Jim. Because the internet connection to the producer wasn't good. So Jim wanted to do it because this way to be good record. And it was a marvelous recording. If you like looking at Bob Kelly for 6 minutes at a time, it's a marvelous recording. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to click out of this in 1 second.
Yeah.
I understand I'm fucking up a little bit here. So not hopefully the producer's recording. Give me 1 second.
That's no big deal.
This. Hold on. Now I'm going to send this to you. Hold on now. Hold on, boy. We'll just show it for 1 second, Sam. Okay. I don't want to show a lot of it.
Yeah. Just email it to me and I'll push play when you want me to.
I can't email you. Maybe I can email you. Hold on 1 second.
No, boom. Email it to me.
Get a shareable link. I think that's it. And let's see if we can email. Sorry to be doing this on your time, Karen.
Hey.
Wait, what, babe? What?
I'm chilling, man.
Hold on 1 second.
Sam's laughing because he's implying that I don't have a lot going on.
Not me.
Sammy, I sent it to you.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
And it's because it's hidden. There we go. So I think I did it right.
Just waiting for it to come through. There it is.
It'll be there.
Okay, let's see if...
just watch it for a second. I want to watch the whole thing. Just watch like the first couple of seconds to let people know that's what's on Patreon. And it's really... when you got to go shopping for certain clothing.
I've only seen like the first frame of the intro. All right, Karen, I would like
God for Sam Roberts and his technological nonsense. God damn it.
All right, this is the only thing I've seen so far. It'll pop up there.
Yeah. That's Craig Schenkel. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Schenkel?
I didn't realize.
Craig Schenkel, yeah. He did something on a radio called Schenkel's Conundrums, where he gives like little weird things. He did a poem after this one, which is not up yet. It's revolting. It's revolting.
Seems like a little...
He's hateable. He's hateable. Yeah. And when you got to go out and buy a wig like that, it's no one wants to fuck you. Let's be honest.
All right, I'm going to hit play, and you can just tell me whenever to stop.
Let the first 10 seconds play. You can just let a few seconds.
Okay.
I can't hear it. Let me start out by giving.
Yeah. Fuck. Go back. I'm here.
That's so stupid. Oh, this is awful.
Yep.
Oh, look at him. He's got the library in the background.
Yep. Craig thinks he's smarter than he is. He's hateable.
Yeah. He's got the, man, I love his hairdo with the hat on top and everything. That's good. That is good stuff. All right, I'll go back a little bit.
Yeah, let it play a few seconds and we'll stop.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, it's all right.
Let me start out by giving a big shout out to the Hip Hop Nation.
Come on. The Hip Hop Nation.
Yeah, he's opening with. He thinks he's down and he's awful.
Yeah. Craig Schenkel knows about the Black African diaspora. I can tell.
He's he likes hip hop and he's one of those white guys that thinks he understands, you know.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. The Hip Hop Nation.
Yep, yeah, that's all he calls him.
Okay. Giving a big shout out to the Hip Hop Nation. It's Craig Schenkel. Welcome to this premiere edition of Schenkel's Conundrums, where I'm going to give some really fun conundrums that you can try to figure out at home and maybe gather family or friends around to see if anybody can figure these out.
All right, you could stop it. He thinks people are going to gather their family and friends and have a few laughs, and they're just not.
They're not going to. I don't think so.
One example of a conundrum? Like what?
You might want to jump in and see if you can find one conundrum.
Just find
biblical ones.
Oh my really? God. How quick would you say he starts into the
right about there. Okay. I'm sure it's fine. It says conundrum one comes up. Yep.
Okay.
First Schenkel's conundrums. Give up. The answer is a little before Eve.
Oh, the question was, oh, we missed it.
Oh, you want me to go back?
So we have to guess.
Okay.
Do the next one. You can do the next one.
A little before Eve. What was it?
What time of the day was Adam created? That's the first Schenkel's.
Oh, my God. What time of the day was Adam created?
A little before Eve.
Yep. Perfect. It's a conundrum. But he explains it. Let him explain it. It's good stuff.
Give up.
Give up.
The answer is a little before Eve. Schenkel about it. Because Eve was Adam's partner with the Bible created by our Lord and Savior.
But all right. That's it. He just explains it. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
He's hateable.
Craig Schenkel.
Yeah, his voice is hateable, and there's videos of him going up. There's a lot of involvement.
Excellent. I like him.
You wouldn't like him if you had to spend any time with him, babe.
No, he feels like the kind of guy who you go in to buy a book or something, and he just tells you about every fucking book in the store. You didn't even ask.
That's a great way to describe him.
Thank you.
In his next video, he does a poem that nobody needs to hear. Stinks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could imagine that it does stink. Yeah. This is Craig Schenkel is the type of person that within 4 seconds, you'd start hitting the panic button and realize, I don't want anything to do with this guy. I'm never getting out of this conversation.
Want to see this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope people like it, but if they don't, it's understandable. So there's been a whole lot of that. Anyway, the point was when you put that on.
Right.
It's very hard to have a social life.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I mean, luckily, you've got a lot of company with all the people that you've created. So it stops you from being lonely, I'm sure.
It does. Yeah. You'd be surprised how nice it is when you're alone by yourself to have Uncle Paul to chat with. Or to have fucking Craig Schenkel to chat with, or Edgar, or Eugene, or fucking Kirk Cinnamon, that fucking piece of garbage making a comeback.
Oh, good. Good. No. I was worried. Worried going away.
Not good.
No.
Not good. By the way, I'm doing a new show on YouTube before we wrap up, where I fucking, because I'm a really weird beverage drinker, so I'm doing this thing where I drink these weird beverages, and I just describe myself drinking crazy beverages.
What's it called?
Crazy drinker.
Crazy drinker. Are they alcoholic beverages or?
No. Just weird stuff.
Just weird stuff. Maybe semen or snails.
No. I don't drink that. Trust me. And it's never by choice. I never want it. Somebody else is a bigger team player, apparently, but I don't go for it.
This show, though, is it like stuff that everybody would consider weird, or is it?
Yeah, maybe- no, just stuff that like is pretty normal, and most people like there's certain beverages I don't like papaya juice. My uncle used to give it to me when I was a kid. I don't like papaya juice.
I mean, this sounds like exactly like the show I've been doing for 3 weeks.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's literally this. I've been doing a show called Annoying Eater.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I mean, I don't. I'm sure you knew about that.
No, I don't think I heard. I've been very busy.
Oh, and I guess you've been busy, but I'm pretty sure you knew. And then the concept you're describing is exactly what I'm doing with food.
Sam, we could promote each other. That's fucking perfect. Yeah. We could promo each other.
Yeah, be like you do a collabo too.
I mean, this sounds less like a piggyback and more like a hijack.
By the way,
I mean, I have a cooking show too, but I didn't get all mad when Chip was doing cooking videos. I'm like,
yeah, but you're just doing a cooking show. Like, you're not doing a show where stuff that is normal to people is right. not normal to you, and then you try it and you react to it. I mean, that's sure. literally exactly what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing too. Me and Sam got the same idea. Don't do beverages, you.
Parallel thinking, Sam.
I've been doing it. I've been.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to start mine soon, too.
Tip two, starting it up.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess I'm looking forward to it. There's enough food on the table for everyone.
Stop yours, right? You could do a finale for
That's
yours.
What it is. Do a grand finale. Eat something crazy.
Signing off. I'm Sam. That's my last show.
We could link to each other's videos. Well, you could put your stuff on my Patreon.
Yeah.
Why would I put my stuff on your Patreon?
Just to make the people happy. They're going to go crazy.
Would there be some kind of revenues?
Oh, yeah, or? But down the road, you know, I mean, like, if you want me to, I'll give you a shout out.
Oh, okay. So this is more good for me because of the exposure.
Exposure. Yeah. You get some exposure.
And you guys can expose yourselves to people whenever you want.
They all beg cool. for it. Believe me, Karen, they all want to see Daddy's pecker. And by the way, I don't want to be fucking, I don't want anybody laughing at Chippa's expense if there's some type of cheating in this contest and I don't fucking make it through the first round, which I can't see happening if things are fair.
No way. Absolutely not.
I think there should be some kind of huge, like, Chip show when you do get eliminated from the contest. You should invite everybody on and we could all mock you for losing.
No. Here's this. We could say, all right, what else you got?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a positive attitude.
So, babe, where are you going to be this week before we go? You leaving? You leaving town?
Nope. I'll be in the city. I'm around. I'm here. Just follow me on Instagram. I'm just trying to survive.
Hey, maybe we could watch a movie picture together or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just chill. We can watch Netflix or something.
Netflix and chill. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. We could do that.
Well, you know what I want to watch is the new season of You.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
It's a little close to home. So
I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm too old.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
All right, listen, I appreciate everybody doing this last minute. This was nice. I like it. Just chit-chatting. Thanks for helping me, Sam, with the fucking
technological stuff.
Thanks, babe. Yeah, thank you for helping me with that. I was going to say computer jazz, but I appreciate it. And I didn't want to fuck with the recording because, again, the last thing I need to do is have bite marks on my arm because fucking milk tits just can't get it right.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't you enjoy Craig Schenkel later?
Yeah, I was going to say, shout-outs to Craig. Shout-outs to Craig and the Hip Hop Nation. Yeah.
And the Hip Hop Nation is fucking hateable. That shit wig.
Yeah. That's like what I thought my hair would look like.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have been you. Could have been you, kid.
Yeah, that was what I thought I would look like when I got older, when I was younger.
It looks like a Carrot Top before all the meth and the steroids and stuff.
That's what maybe Craig could say next time and do a little bit. He doesn't do interviews or any of that stuff. But I do another Going Deep with Chippison where Kirk Cinnamon comes on and he promotes his new show. So there's a whole lot of stuff coming on the Patreon, just keeping me busy. And Sam, I know you got your fucking YouTube show, your show with Fruit Boy in the morning, which is good for you. I like your fucking food show, though. I heard about it. I was chipping you. I like it.
Oh, you got me. You always get me, Chip. You always chip me.
Vote for Chipperson. That's all I can say. Karen, you can help spread the word when the time is right.
I will. I can't wait. Team Chip all the way.
Now, how funny is this Megan Gailey? She's not good, is she?
Nah, she stinks. You're going to kick her ass. Boo, Megan. All right, good. Boo. Go Chip.
Nice. I don't know her. I don't need some fucking... She's been on TV, though.
I wish I never did. I'm cutting all ties with her until this competition is over.
That you don't consort with the enemy.
No way.
So, Chip, you don't think that Norton...
Sam, go. Talk. What do you got?
You don't think that the reason that Norton doesn't enter contests has to do with integrity?
No. No. Integrity?
Yeah.
The fucking dollar signs that fruit saw, and then all of a sudden he's like, I don't normally do contests. He's even got his dumb manager fooled. The manager's like, Jim, normally I wouldn't be taking this to you. And I'm in the background going, why, Jonathan? He's desperate. Why wouldn't you bring him this? One's an ugly prostitute. So I knew as soon as I heard, I'm like, yeah, I guess who's going to have to get up to the plate because Fat Tits is scared of losing.
Yeah.
Aww. So now it's just going to be me. And you know what? It's about fucking time.
It does seem more and more like, you know, as much negative as 2020 has brought us, 2020, the Norton career has been put more on your shoulders, Chip, than I've ever seen before.
Yes, because here's what happens. Before we go, I'll tell you a little secret.
Tell me.
In the pandemic, stupid, didn't know what to do. He's too distracted, too many questions about himself. Am I not? You know the shit Norton asks himself. I think I am. Should I say it? But I can't. I'm not sure. You know, blah, blah, yeah. Blah, all fucking day.
Yeah.
So then I decide I'm not going to sit around during a pandemic while you tug your stupid dick and wonder about who you are. So then I just step up to the plate, let him deal with his distractions, and I'll shine.
Perfect.
That's good of you. Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Win for the team.
Win for the team. Good way to look at it. Yeah. All right, listen, Karen and Sam, thank you guys both. Now let's count down. Okay. Craig does this one thing I fucking hate.
What's he do?
Goes, you give up. And then he goes, I'll give you a few seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He says it real fast. And I want to grab his head and fucking bounce his teeth off the fucking desk. I hate him.
You and Craig Schenkel should fight at the next Alice Mania.
Oh. Fucking kill him. He can't fight. He's in the fucking hip hop. He's not in shape. Look at his dumb shirt.
The hip hop nation.
His fucking. Oh, no. Hey, by the way, I got a poem called and The Bees Bring the Honey. Fucking did a poem called The Bees Bring the Honey. That's how he talks. Believe me.
He has a sinus infection.
That's what he sounds like. By the way, the inspiration for him, I'll tell you afterwards. We'll have a little laugh, babe. All right, listen. Let's count down and sign off right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chippee-ki-yay, father muckers. Sam never says it.
He's a little bitch.